The New Testament Epistle to the Romans, chapter 2, verses 1 through 16. A review of the main points of chapter 1. God raised Jesus the Messiah back to life after death. God requires that I, Paul, tell the good news about Jesus. God saves faithful people forever. God is revealing His righteousness and is revealing His wrath. He does so when He abandons those who reject Him. Abandoned people, in turn, reject God. And God has decreed that evildoers must die forever. If you have not yet done so, please stop the video and read Romans 2, 1 through 16. We shall try to summarize the main points as we proceed through the text. First point, those who judge others condemn themselves. Reading in Romans chapter 2, therefore you are without excuse, whoever you are, when you judge others, for in passing judgment on another, you condemn yourself, because you, the judge, are doing the very same things, or in our idiom, the same kinds of things. An excuse, then, is a legal or moral defense. When he says the same, he means from the same set of offenses which are listed in chapter 1, offenses which deserve death. God judges those who do such things, even though they accuse others. We know that God's judgment on those who do such things is in accordance with truth. Do you imagine, whoever you are, that when you judge those who do such things, and yet do them yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God? God knows the truth, our real motives, and our real deeds. When He says such things, remember, though there are many different laws, there is only one lawgiver. Thus, to break a law is to offend the lawgiver. And to imagine means to reason or to argue. Will you prevail against God? Let's look at some lame excuses that humans offer. Some say, well, there is no God, and so no divine laws to break. Or, I had a just cause. It was only revenge. Others are worse offenders than I am. Well, does that excuse you? I was under duress, or I was under the influence of alcohol or drugs, so I could not stop what I was doing. Well, I did not know these laws, so remember, where there's no law, there is no sin. International law allows us to do this. Do you suppose any military officer who sent young men to kill and to die will be innocent before God? Well, we're only human, therefore we cannot help it. To err is human. Then there are those who brag, I belong to the right or the best religion. My religion will get me through. Good luck with that. God is good and wants people to repent. Remember that thief who died beside Jesus? He really was guilty and admitted it, but he repented. Or do you despise the riches of God's kindness and forbearance and patience? Remember, when we condemn others, God really wants to do for them what He wants to do for us. Do you not realize that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance, not to condemning others? To despise is to consider something not to be important or to be relevant. God's kindness, remember, is His goodness towards those who do not deserve it. His forbearance, meaning tolerance and clemency. And God's patience, delaying action, giving time to repent. And then repentance itself is to change our mind and to change our actions. We can do so. God will repay everyone's bad deeds at the coming judgment. Verse 5, but by your hard and impenitent heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath, when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. He will repay according to each one's deeds. Wrath is both anger, an emotional response, and indignation, a judgment response. Righteous, in this case, meaning according to standards. And that day is in the end time, after Jesus will have returned. Verse 6 is a quotation from Psalm 62, from Jeremiah chapter 17, and from Jesus in Matthew chapter 16. To some he will repay everlasting life. Well, who will these be? Verse 7, to those who by patience in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, there will be wrath and fury. By glory, we understand fame, renown, and prestige. Honor, then, is esteem, which is conferred. It's a privilege. And immortality, implying these will not suffer the second death. For others, there will be trouble and distress, including Jews, such as those who offered up their children in sacrifice to the false god Moloch. Verse 9, there will be tribulation and distress for every human being who does evil, the Jew first and also the Greek, but glory and honor and peace for everyone who does good, the Jew first and also the Greek. For God shows no partiality. The Greek literally says, the evil, meaning all the evil mentioned in the previous verses. And the verb here, katergezo, to accomplish, the things we actually did. Likewise, the good, meaning the good already mentioned, and a simpler form of the verb, ergazo, which means to work. We sought to do good. And then partiality, from a Greek term which means to accept face, but is rightly translated as partiality. God rewards doers, not hearers only. It is good to listen to the word of God, even to do Bible study. However, verse 12, for all who have sinned without the law will also perish without the law, and all who have sinned under the law will be judged by the law, that is, Moses' law. For it is not the hearers of the law who are righteous before God, but the doers of the law who will be justified, that is, declared innocent. Those without the law do, however, violate their conscience. And even if you are a doer of the law, how well have you done? How many obey flawlessly? Gentiles' conscience is their law, though Judaism has declared some Gentiles to be righteous, depending on how they treated Jews. Verse 14, for when Gentiles, who do not have the law, by nature do what the law requires, they are a law to themselves, even though they do not have the law. By nature, being human beings, created as God's imagers, and have a conscience. Do they follow their conscience? All human beings sometimes obey their conscience, though they also violate it. When he said a law to themselves, the Greek has no preposition, but a Greek reader would understand the grammar. God judges everyone's secret deeds. Shall I do good or shall I do bad? 15. They show that the work of the law is written in their hearts, whilst their conscience also bears witness, and their conflicting thoughts accuse or even excuse them on that day when, according to my gospel, God judges the secrets of men by Jesus Christ. Yes, Paul's gospel included both warnings of judgment and promises of forgiveness to those who trust Christ. And remember, our secrets are hidden only from other humans. Please visit our website at http://romans.forum, F-O-R-U-M. As you prepare for our next session, dealing with Romans chapter 2, verses 17 through 29.